This or that. This or that.
Well, it's called this or that.
Yeah, speaking of disagreements.
Or that or this. Either way, I'm fine.
Let's just go with it. Number one, Winston or Mariota, who would you take?
Well, I'm going to surprise you here, and I'm going to say Winston.
Yeah, because stunned.
Well, and again, I'm just a big stand in the pocket for a lot of the reasons Greg Cosell just said. He can stand in the pocket. He does NFL things already. He's a very easy scout in the sense that when you watch him, you can visualize all the things that it takes to play quarterback at a high level in this league. He already does, can do. He has to do some things better, but that's his fundamental base. I don't think it's as true for Mariota.
So what happens when you pay him? I mean, does he just pay for the crab legs then? I mean, is that the deal with this guy? There's a little too much knucklehead in him for me. I mean, I understand the skill set. Don't get me wrong. Mariota is an Eagle Scout. I like Eagle Scouts. I mean, he's a bright guy. All accounts were that he blew people away off the charts with his interview and his knowledge of football. I like what Chip Kelly has done with guys like Nick Folk. I'm going with Mariota because I think that he is a rare breed of an athlete and a leader, and I want that on my team. I don't care that he doesn't do a lot of the drop-back stuff. I know he has, but I don't recall Peyton Manning taking a preponderance of snaps from under center and that ever bothering anybody in Indianapolis or Denver, so I'll go with Mariota.
Mariota was boring on the podium.
Did you compare Mariota to Manning?
Yeah, you did.
From that school, that kind of guy, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Mariota, I didn't say he was the same talent. I said he's the same type.
Mariota was very boring on the podium.
I don't care.
So because of that, John wins question number one. Number two, Williams or Fowler? Who do you want?
Fowler.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what Greg said, I like the idea of a dominant guy like Leonard Williams who can develop into some pass rusher, but who is a versatile player who can – maybe I'm just falling in love with J.J. Watt and think he can be something like that.
Whoa. Did you just compare Leonard Williams to J.J. Watt?
Wait a minute.
Did we just do that?
That's my game.
Oh, yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to take Leonard Williams, but I'll probably
take Williams.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go that route. But go ahead and give the
I'll go with Fowler. I want that explosive young pass rusher. I'm assuming that at some point Zendarek Marks is back in the rotation on a regular basis. Believe that that Roy Miller will be as well. They put some money into Ziggy Hood, and they've got some young players there for that defensive line rotation. What they don't have is that young, explosive edge rusher, and I think Fowler, from what I saw of him at the Combine and what I saw of him at Florida, I'll take that.
It's really going to be interesting, by the way, to watch how Fowler, Gregory, Shane Ray, these guys, it's going to be a huge topic for the next 8 weeks, sort of who bubbles up and who is the guy out of that. Fowler's hot out of the Combine, but it's going to be an interesting watch.
Fowler was great at the podium, better than Williams, so Brian, you win the question.
Well, there you go.
Well done.
I don't think we'll ever figure out what his criteria is other than
he's just throwing darts at a wall.
It comes down to question number three.
Let's bring it.
Hugh Douglas or Jerry Porter, who is the worst undrafted free agent ever in this franchise's history?
Well, I'm probably going to lose this one because I wasn't around for those guys, but flip a coin. Everything I've heard is that, I don't know, Porter? I'll go with Porter. How about that?
Well, yeah, I was going to go there too, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'll go with Douglas.
All right, Douglas took $10 million, drove down here in his Ferrari, and gave the Jaguars 3.5 sacks, griped the entire time he was here. Here's a $10 million check. We'd like you to be a pain in the butt.
Well, and he sort of kept being a pain in the butt after.
Oh, so he's a jerk. Yeah. He's a jerk. And we saw that when he was down in Orlando for some awards a few years ago. But I'll go with Porter. Because Porter was given $10 million, and the very first day he was here wore a repugnant T-shirt in the locker room, right? I mean, it was vile and offensive, and to be such a jerk to wear that into Dolores Weaver's locker room, by the way, right? She was the ownership of this team at that moment. I just couldn't believe that they hadn't done enough of their due diligence to realize what a total turd he was, because he was. So, one touchdown in a blowout game. In week 9 in Detroit, one touchdown, that's it. Worst free agent signing in Jaguars history goes to Jerry Porter.
Well, wasn't it Hugh Douglas that said on his Twitter profile that he vacationed in Jacksonville for a year?
Well,
So because of that, John's the winner today.
If you had seen that T-shirt, you'd be giving it to me. But I'm not going to say it on these.
He'd
these
probably be wearing it.
This is the internet. Go ahead. No, don't say it. I'm kidding. All right, so the winner today, John Osher, wins this or that. Jaguars Radio coming up tomorrow night.
You gave it to him,
night.
And he didn't know either one of the guys.
Right.
I think the deck is stacked against me. I don't think I'll ever win.
6-7 on 1010XL, 92.5 FM, Jaguars Thursday. Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman, and me. Join us every Thursday night on the home of the Jaguars, 1010XL. Hey, coming up, guys. Pro Day season starts. Yep. This next week will not be on Wednesday. We'll be Thursday live at Lincoln, Nebraska for the Cornhuskers Pro Day.
And I expect it to be cold. I'm looking forward to it, though. It's always fun to get out there, and it'll be fun to see the pro days.
You guys are going to Southern Cal the week after that.
I want people to know I gave you first choice.
That's okay, yeah.
Gave you L.A., and you took Lincoln.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's a Lincoln kind of guy. You're an L.A. kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, I am, right.
I borrow a jacket last week. I'll just use it again next week.
There you go.
That's the way that's going to work. So, busy schedule coming up for us on Jaguars.com. Pro days the next couple of weeks. A little quiet this week on that front. But it'll pick up quick. Those two pro days and then Florida State at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, don't forget the second pro day. Leonard Williams, for us, the second pro day is right on top of the beginning of the free agency period. Okay. So, that March 10th, March 11th period, very busy time. Should be fun.
Well done, guys. That's it for today. For Brian Sexton, John Osher, and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. Our thanks to Greg Cosell from NFL Films for joining us. Thanks to you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.